You're listening to the STC Foundation's podcast. This year we're looking at the four Gospels, an opportunity on a Monday to Friday to worship and pray as we reflect on a thought from the Bible. Welcome to Thursday's Foundation's podcast. This week, Jesus has been teaching his disciples about life in the kingdom of God. Over the past couple of days, we've considered his teaching on sin and forgiveness. In today's reading, we see Jesus teaching about divorce, another big controversial topic. Each of these big areas considers how we relate to one another, but fundamentally, it all stems back to how we relate to God. We see in today's passage Jesus teaching about marriage, and we know that marriage is a gift God gives his creation in which two people are united, becoming, as we read today, one flesh. It's a very special form of relationship. Marriage, as we see Jesus teaching his disciples here, isn't something every person enters into. However, we can see that we are all created for a relationship that has an even deeper and closer connection than that of a married couple. We're all designed to be in relationship with God. We're created to experience connection, intimacy, and closeness with him. What sort of relationship are we to have with God? What does that look like? Jesus said, and we're reading from verse 13 here, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." How are we to relate to God? How do we live the kingdom life? Well, from today's passage, we read that we are to be like little children, Jesus says. And I wonder why. I'm so blessed to have two wonderful kids, Naomi, who's nearly three, and Isaac, who's 9 months. In being a father, I guess I've developed a deeper understanding of what Jesus means here when he says that we are to come to him as little children. Little children depend on their parents for everything. I've had some experience of this. They depend on Joe and I for food, and boy, does Isaac enjoy his food, for comfort, for protection, instruction, reassurance, for intimacy, for love. There's a complete acceptance on their part that they can't sort any of this out themselves, although the older Naomi gets, the more she tries to strive for independence. And actually, independence is a good thing. We want our kids to be able to function without us doing everything for them as they grow up. The problem is that as we get older, we carry the mindset that I have to sort everything out, and we wear it as if it were a badge of honour. And of course, there are some things we can't sort out ourselves, some situations that aren't as straightforward to solve as learning how to turn the TV channel on. That's Naomi's latest trick at the minute. How is life in the kingdom different? It's all down to our relationship with God. And in a way, we take off the independence badge of honour that we wear and we humble ourselves before God. We become little children who are totally dependent on our Heavenly Father for provision, for protection, so that we would know God's peace in our lives. And it's in those moments that we discover, as in a way Naomi and Isaac discover, that we have a father who loves us, who bends to bless us, who's interested in us, who cares for us, who cares so much they would suffer so that we might experience a better life. Life in the kingdom of God is one of humility, of recognizing that we can't sort it all out ourselves, and that through coming to him as a loving and perfect father, we receive his unending grace and know his faithful presence in our lives. These passages, difficult as they are, sin, forgiveness, divorce, they are all in a way a reflection of the fact that we don't always get it right when it comes to managing human relationships. And in turn, these end up damaging our relationship with God. How can we live differently? How can we allow God to shape us more into the people he created us to be? We read from today's passage that we can do that by humbling ourselves and becoming little children. And as we discover this, we become better at loving and preferring others in our human relationships. And as we do that, the kingdom of God doesn't just extend in our lives, it extends around us too. So what is God saying to us today? Where do we need to come to him as his kids, as his children, and say, I can't do this, but I know that you can. Jesus, speak to us now, we pray. A prayer for the day. God, we thank you that you are a good father, that your love for us is perfect. It never changes, it never fails. Through the gift of faith, God, help us to trust you this day, to humble ourselves before you, and ask that you, Lord God, would bring the breakthroughs we need this day. Amen. Matthew chapter 19, verses 1 to 15. When Jesus had finished saying these things, he left Galilee and went into the region of Judea, to the other side of the Jordan. Large crowds followed him, and he healed them there. Some Pharisees came to him to test him. They asked, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any and every reason?" "Haven't you read," he replied, that at the beginning the Creator made them male and female, and said, "For this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore what God has joined together, let no one separate." "Why then," they asked, "did Moses command that a man give his wife a certificate of divorce and send her away?" Jesus replied, "Moses permitted you to divorce your wives because your hearts were hard, but it was not this way from the beginning. I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, and marries another woman, commits adultery." The disciples said to him, "If this is the situation between a husband and a wife, it is better not to marry." Jesus replied, "Not everyone can accept this word, but only to those whom it has been given. For there are eunuchs who were born that way, and there are eunuchs who have been made eunuchs by others, and there are those who choose to live as eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. The one who can accept this should accept it." Then people brought little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them, but the disciples rebuked them. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." When he placed his hands on them, he went on from there.
Great are you, Lord. Great. Give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Lord. Great. Your breath in our lungs, so bones will sing. Great are you, Lord, and all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great.